Hello and welcome to the Stop Devaluation Podcast. I'm your host and founder of the Stop Devaluation Movement, Melody Hilton. The heart of this movement is to see the value in all of humanity and live courageous lifestyles of using our power for good instead of harm. We can affect change by choosing validation over judgment, and I hope you'll take your place and make a positive impact in this world. Comparison is so destructive to our self-worth. When the lies we believe begin to scream from our hearts that we are just not good enough, it becomes a trap that positions us to search for someone, anyone, to just validate us. The path of least resistance pushes us into people-pleasing ways of speaking and acting. Why? Maybe it'll meet my need or destroy the lies I believe about myself, or maybe, just maybe somehow, remove the dark cloud of shame saturating my every thought. These fears drive us and silence us. It's just too scary to communicate our opinion, our ideas, or our dreams. We find ourselves subservient to another's expectations and even their manipulative threats. We can become locked into a prison of powerlessness, unable to break free, afraid to reach out for help. In today's episode, Ayelia Vargas shares the lies she believed, the painful experiences she faced, but also her pathway to freedom. Her moving story will touch your heart. You'll also be encouraged knowing that you have the ability to unearth the treasure in others just by seeing the beauty of their uniqueness. Ayelia, I'm so excited to have you on My Story. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. This is such an honor to be able to just share my story, and I just hope it touches a lot of people.
Well, you have touched my life, and because of that, I desire for your voice to touch the lives of so many, because I believe so many things that you've experienced, so many people are going to be able to relate to that. Would you tell us your story?
Sure will. Well, I'll just start out by saying I think the number one thing that happened for me at a young age was really just partnering with the lie of comparison. Mm. And growing up, I was the youngest of three girls, and I had a brother. And so growing up from a young age, I think that was a little bit hard because you tend to be compared a lot to your siblings. Mm-hmm. Which I don't think is intentionally done, but I think a lot of times without it being intentional, you kind of get compared and kind of pushed in the back, so to say. And so I know at a young age, just kind of growing up through that and through different things that have happened throughout my life, I became very insecure and maybe at times felt like I didn't have a voice or maybe even silenced at times, and kind of growing up through that, being very insecure with my physical appearance. There was a time when I was in my early teenage years where me and my sisters were even recording in Hollywood with a producer. And so that was a lot on a teenage girl, because you're told you have to look a certain way, you have to sound a certain way. And so for me, that was when it all began to really affect me. And so I was probably about 14, 15 years old. And so that kind of just stayed with me throughout my teenage years. From there, I ended up getting into a relationship when I was a little bit older, probably around 20 years old. And ended up getting into a very abusive relationship. Mm. And through this relationship, it turned abusive verbally, emotionally, physically. And so a lot really just took a toll on me. By this time, I was very, very timid. I didn't know how to stand up for myself. I didn't know how to protect myself. And just on top of all the other insecurities that I had, it just really, really was a hard thing to go through. And then from there, I ended up getting divorced. And so I'm still a young girl.
Yeah.
So being divorced, that was another thing that just really added to some like guilt and shame and embarrassment.
Yeah.
And so being divorced, a little while later, I ended up pregnant with my son. And so I ended up having my son. And after I had him, that relationship didn't end well. And so now, on top of all my insecurity, all of my abuse, now I'm divorced, and then now I'm a single mother.
Wow.
So just the amount of just embarrassment, guilt, shame, not feeling good enough, feeling like who is ever going to want me, who would want to take on me and my son. I just had all of these lies that really just took me down a dark path.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting into a really deep depression. That was very, very hard. And just really kind of feeling alone and by myself. And so that was just a really, really hard thing to have to go through.
When all those devaluing things happen to you and you can't see your value, you do not know, how do I come out of this? How can any of those things be made right? How can I ever dream again or hope again? Because the hole that I've been thrown into seems so deep and so impossible to climb out of.
Yes.
I can relate, maybe not to your story, but to feeling like I was in a place that was just my lot in life and that would always be this way.
Yes, that's exactly how I felt. I never felt like my life could be turned around, or I never thought I would be good enough to change my situation. So it was years of having to go through that and just the not having any self-worth and just believing all these lies about myself until people were there to actually bring me through it.
As you began to grow and you were in the midst of all those things, were there any individuals in your life that looked past all those things and saw your value, saw your worth, saw your beauty, saw your potential?
Yes. Two main people that really played a part in helping me see my worth was my father, who was also my pastor, and my husband now. Yeah. And with my father, when I was going through the abusive relationship, my family didn't really know the depth of what was going on, because anybody who's been in an abusive relationship knows that you tend to isolate.
Yes.
And you're really embarrassed to really say what's going on. And so I remember the day that all of this ended, my father ended up confronting the situation, and it was me, my father, and the person I was married to at the time. And I remember my father just stepping in and just saying, "Are you okay? Do you want out of this?" He could tell something more was going on, but he didn't know the extent of what was happening. Mm. And I remember as my father was asking me this, he could see the terror and me just being so afraid. And I remember at that moment, he just stood in between me and this other person.
Aww.
And he just looked me straight in my eyes and he just said, "Daddy's here."
Oh my gosh.
And I remember when he said those words to me, I knew for the first time, I'm safe. And I remember him just looking at me and he just said, if you want out, it's okay. Daddy's here.
Wow.
And I couldn't even get the words out. All I could do in that moment was just nod my head yes. Oh. And it was the second that I did that, that he just grabbed me and he just said, it's over. It's okay. You're coming home. And from that moment, that's when things really started to change for me. Forward a couple years later, after I end up having my son, and I'm kind of still going through this insecurity and just feeling somewhat of the guilt and the shame of, okay, now I'm divorced. Now I'm a single mother. I remember once again, my father had told me, what is it that you want? It's okay to start thinking about the type of husband you want. There is somebody out there who is going to love you yes. and who is going to love your son and who is going to see your worth. And when my father would tell me that, I began to think like, wow, I can start dreaming and believing in myself. Shortly after that, I end up meeting my husband. And my husband was just so loving and gracious, knowing all my insecurities and everything I was having to deal with and go through. And he would always see the good in me. Mm-hmm. And I remember one day we were just talking and he just asked me a simple question. He just said, what is it that you like? He said, what kind of music do you like? And I remember, because at this time I really didn't, when you fall into that comparison, you kind of feel like you just have to do what everybody else likes. And that's kind of where I was. And so when he asked me that question, I remember starting to say what the music, like everyone around me liked. Mm. And he stopped me and he goes, no, what is it that Aelia likes? And when he said that to me, I kind of just froze. And it was in that moment where he was actually giving me permission to speak for myself.
Wow, that's powerful.
And I remember that was like such a changing moment for me, because for once I felt like, wow, you mean I can like what I really like? You know, because I knew deep down there were things that I really was passionate about and really liked. And so that was the first time I was actually hearing that of, what is it that Aelia likes? What is it that Aelia wants to do? And so I remember just, it was like I was able to just fully express everything that had been in my heart all these years. And I remember there was even a moment where he said, what are some of the things that you would like to do? And I remember telling him, I've always wanted to be a model. I know I'm 5'1" and that would never happen, but that's always something that I've always wanted to do. And he even booked a photographer just to take headshots of me.
Aww.
And it was, even though I knew that that was probably not going to happen, just the simple fact that he listened to what I wanted to do and then did what he could to help fulfill a desire of mine meant the world to me.
Isn't it so powerful when you value a person for who they are and don't try to conform them into your image, but celebrate who they are? It heals them.
Yes, it does. It really does. Even when we had gotten married, I had always told him that I wanted to own my own business. And I remember he just has always been so supportive of me in anything I've wanted to do. And I remember I had started selling jewelry and just started this little business. And about a year into that, he actually told me, you know what, I really feel and believe that you are going to actually design your own jewelry and make your own jewelry. And I didn't even believe that in myself. And I remember at one point I even kind of got a little upset with him because I didn't agree with that, but it was like, he seen something in me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't far after that that I actually started creating my own jewelry. Mm-hmm. And I ended up selling it all over the world. Wow. I was selling it in different countries. I sold it all over the United States. And all it took was for him to see something in me and just tell me what he sees. Even if I didn't agree at that moment, it like planted a seed in me to believe in myself a little bit more.
What you are communicating is the amazing power of validation. And when we are validated and we are celebrated and people see the treasure that we carry, what happens is it begins to shift the way we think about ourselves, believe about ourselves, and then suddenly, or maybe not so suddenly, we begin to do things that we never ever dreamed we could do and enjoy life in a way we never dreamed we could enjoy it. You've experienced, in a sense, the dark side of devaluation, but also the power of validation from people, just like your daddy. When you were talking about your daddy, oh my, I had goosebumps. And just seeing the power that a parent has just to value their children, even when they might be doing some things that might not look good to them on the outside, but to love them unconditionally is so powerful for any parent, any leader. You had this amazing experience from these two people who've had so much influence in your life, but I also know that you are an influencer. So could you tell me some stories or tell me about your heart or your voice or your message about how you are generating value in others?
Me and my husband are very involved in our local church and within our community. So we are constantly around people. Mm. And so what I've experienced and the confidence that I've grown into and really just valuing myself, my passion now is just to help see, is to help others see the value in the, in their selves as well. And so a lot of times, with the people that we're around, we just simply ask the question like my husband had asked me, and we ask people, what is it that you want to do? What is it that you like? And what can we do to help you fulfill that dream?
See, that's powerful and right there. You're willing to make an investment into someone else.
Yeah. And we have seen time and time again how powerful that is to simply just ask what they want to do and then what can we do to help you? And every single time, the response that we get is so amazing because it's like they've been asked that for the very first time. Every time we ask somebody that and they just light up, I think there's no greater thing to experience. And time again, we've seen people who just that somebody believing in them causes them to believe in themselves.
Yes.
And we've seen multiple people really go after their dreams and their passions and things that they've really wanted to do, but never thought that they could. And we have close friends that have even said, you know, I've wanted to own my own business. And just a simple word of encouragement and support, we've actually seen them fulfill their dream.
One thing I love about what you shared is how you get so excited when their eyes light up. To be a validator or to be that one that sees the treasure in another person does as much for you as it's doing for them. It's like you're making a difference in your world. You're making a difference in the life of another person. And it so encourages you. It so empowers you. And you just want to keep repeating this because you know you're a world changer when you do that. Because every life we touch is a part of impacting our whole society.
Words are just so empowering. And everyone is unique and special. And I think when you can just speak that into somebody's life, you can see their whole world change. And you can see them just come into a confidence that is so freeing. And when you experience that freedom for yourself, when you can truly be confident in who you are, you want nothing more but to see other people encounter that as well.
So true. That's why we're doing this Stopped Evaluation My Story, right?
Yes.
Your voice is being heard and you're bringing courage to hearts. And that's so powerful. Is there anything that you just really desire to communicate before we close?
My heart and my message is just, is that no matter who you are, male or female, that your life matters. You are valuable and you are on this earth for a reason. And every person has something special and unique to contribute to this world. And you matter. That's all I can say is you truly, your life truly matters.
Oh, and I can give a big amen to that one. Thank you so much for joining us. I love you deeply, and I appreciate the courage that you've had to walk through the pain of your past and now be a voice that impacts the lives of so many others.
Oh, thank you so much, Melody. It was my honor.
I want to thank you for listening and encourage you to become a part of the Stopped Evaluation movement. Be sure to like and follow hashtag Stopped Evaluation on social media, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and visit StoppedEvaluation.com for more information and free resources. You can help spread the movement by sharing with others, leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, and most of all, by living a courageous lifestyle of using your power for good. Go out and value someone today. Your life matters, and you can make the world a better place. One word, one choice, one action of validation at a time.